717, Fergal Sharkey, Scritty the Litty, Simple Minds, Genesis, Pale, Chris Rea, and also Wham. What more could you ask for than a gold weekend here at Energy? Also, we'll give away another Inter-Teddy. Are you excited? Yeah, all right. His Was Not Was, the new single from them. It's called Spy in the House at Energy Power 103 FM.
City, here we come. Reception, you should not miss the Wedding Fair Extravaganza at the Springfield Hotel Leixlip County Kildare, compared by Terry Higgins. This is going to be a wedding fair with a difference. There's free admission, light refreshments and entertainment, and at the end of the evening a bumper draw with up to £2,000 worth of prizes to be won, including a week's break for two. That's the annual Wedding Fair Extravaganza, compared by Terry Higgins, this Valentine's Sunday at the Springfield Hotel Leixlip County Kildare, from 1 till 7 p.m.
Have you seen the new Energy 103 shop yet?
No, I thought they were a radio station.
They are, but they've opened a new shop as well now.
Really? What's in it?
The Tam West collection.
Oh, you mean the people who advertise the Trimtrack Gutbuster and the Sky Smash watch on TV?
Yeah, and the Omni Gym and the Swiss Dry Cooker.
Oh, very upmarket.
And they've introduced a lot of new exciting lines as well.
Aren't Tam West in Cleary's?
Yeah, it's just they've moved to the Energy 103 shop at 144 Felleeson Street and 7 Lower Baggot Street. So now you can listen to good music while buying all the goodies. Tam West, telephone 614-618.
In this week's Sunday World, there's a Valentine's Day special for you. How would you like to make a date with a dating agency? Kathy Kelly goes on the trail of Ireland's lonely hearts. Sunday World, what are the secret daydreams of Ireland's top people? Sunday World asks Bono, Mary Harney, Fergal Quinn, Hugh Leonard and many others. Sunday World, the naughty naked days of rock star Hazel O'Connor. The world digs into her past to find out that she went topless for the camera. Sunday World, the long-suffering victims of violence. It costs £561 a week to keep a thug in jail. But no public money is spent on the victims of mugging, beating and rape. Dave Mullins presents a shock report on the forgotten people in our crime war. Sunday World. Lots of colour, loads of news.
Energy 103.
Independent radio news at 9 o'clock with Michael Mahan. Good morning. The British Prime Minister, Mrs. Thatcher, has said that she doesn't think relations between Ireland and Britain have been damaged by the Stalker and Birmingham Six affairs. She said that she did not agree with Mr. Haughey's view that relations were at an impasse. Both the Taoiseach and Mrs. Thatcher are attending the summit of EEC leaders in Brussels. Meanwhile, an agreement by all the leaders to stop the European Community running out of money was worked out last night. The deal involves a doubling of aid to less developed countries by 1992, as well as reductions in some farm subsidies. A man died in a fire at his home in Dunleary last night. He was named as Mr. Charles Butler of 9 Carricklea Gardens and was a single man in his late 40s. An 18-year-old prisoner was found hanged in his cell in Cork Prison last evening. Staff at the prison tried to revive him, but he was pronounced dead on arrival at Cork Infirmary. The prisoner's family have been informed, and the Department of Justice say an inquest is to be held. In the US presidential election, an opinion poll has shown Vice President George Bush trailing behind Senator Bob Dole in the Republican vote for next Tuesday's primary in New Hampshire. The poll, which was carried out by CBS Television, gave Mr. Dole 32% of the vote and Mr. Bush 29%. It's the first time that Mr. Dole has beaten Mr. Bush in a national opinion poll. Police at Beirut Airport are questioning all the staff there after a bomb was discovered on a plane yesterday. The plane was due to be used by President Jamal of the Lebanon to fly him to North Yemen. The bomb contained a pound of explosives and was discovered in the cockpit of the aircraft, which had just arrived from Rome. Two more Palestinians have been shot dead by Israeli troops during clashes in Hebron on the occupied West Bank. The shootings happened after Muslim prayers in the city, and Palestinian sources say several other people were injured in the disturbances. The Soviet Union has carried out a test explosion of a missile in Central Asia. The official news agency TASS said the explosion was carried out in order to upgrade military technology. It's the second Soviet test this year and is believed to have had a yield of between 20 and 50 kilotons. Dublin's weather: cloud will clear later in the morning to give bright spells with occasional showers. Winds are moderate to fresh, force 4 to 5 on Dublin Bay, and the present city high is between 8 and 10 degrees Celsius. Independent Radio News at 3 minutes past 9.
Energy 103.
That's what they say when we're together.